Welcome to the program. We're in Judges chapter 4, verse number 1 says, "And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead." We're going to be looking at it. That is Judges chapter 4. If you can, have your Bible ready. As we look into the book of Judges, we see that the children of Israel were surrounded by their enemies on every side. 3,500 years ago, that was the case, and it's still the case today. Why is that? Well, the Bible says, because. Judges chapter 3, verse 12, "The Lord strengthened their enemies against them because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord." They did evil. We're going to be looking at that. What does that really mean? Before we do, listen to this message in song, "Day by Day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here."
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Loving me, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. Name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the plan to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, where to take us from our Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach promised land. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me.
Again, we read in Judges 3 and 12, "The Lord strengthened their enemies against them because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord." What evil had they done? Well, they said, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And what that context has to do with is that they will keep the covenant that they have made with God. And the evil that they had done here was they had broken this covenant over and over again. And so God raised up a judge after they had gotten themselves into trouble again and again. God, in his mercy, sent someone to help them out. And the first one was Othniel. Now, he was a man from the first generation that was born in Canaan after they had crossed over into the Promised Land. He was a man of courage, but he was a covenant keeper. He was one that had not done the evil of breaking the covenant. And so he was used of God to give them victory over their enemies, and for 40 years they had peace. Well, they went aside again, and then we see Ehud. And Ehud, God gives us a lot more detail concerning what he did. First of all, he was left-handed. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. That's interesting because Benjamin means son of the right hand. Ehud was a calculating assassin. He killed the king of Moab with a homemade weapon, which is all he could use, because when the enemies took over the area, they always took their weapons away so that they would not rise up against them again. So we have this assassin with his homemade weapon, and he led the men of Israel against the Moabites and delivered Israel after 18 years of bondage. God's people had the victory over 10,000 of Moab's best military men, and Ehud was used of God to bring Israel peace for 80 years, twice that of the years of Othniel. But Israel slowly corrupted themselves again spiritually, and God brings Shamgar onto the scene. Now, there's not much said about him. He gets only one verse here. And after him, that is Ehud, was Shamgar, the son of Anath, who killed 600 of the Philistines with an ox goad, and he also saved Israel. And that's all it really says about him here. Now, what was happening at the time was the Philistines were coming against God's people, and the Philistines were known as the Sea People. They settled in Lebanon, but would travel by boat and arrive without warning and then terrorize the people living along the eastern coast of the Mediterranean Sea. And Shamgar was a farmer, and these Philistines would usually come in when the crops were ready, and they would come to the villages, they would raid the villages along the coast, they would rob whatever they could get their hands on, they would burn the villages, kill the men, rape and kill the women and the young girls. Well, Shamgar decided he'd had enough. He's going to do something about it. And it's interesting that not just Israel was being attacked by these Philistines. There was Egyptians and there was Canaanites who were also being attacked. Shamgar is not a Hebrew name. Shamgar was a Canaanite name. And Shamgar, it says, was the son of Anath. And Anath was a Canaanite god of war. And so we see that Shamgar was a very unusual deliverer used by God. God used a Canaanite with an ox goad. Well, the next one that comes on the scene then is Deborah. And that brings us to Judges chapter 4 and verse number 1, where we read the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. Now, Deborah was the fourth judge that was raised up by God. Judges 4 and 1 says, the people of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. The people, 2,141 times in the scriptures, you'll find the word people. Exodus 19:8 says, all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Joshua 1:16, all that thou commandest us, we will do. Whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. Joshua 1:11, he commanded the people. Joshua 3:3, they commanded the people. In Joshua, you have the word people 76 times, and in Judges, we have the word people another 69 times. What do we read in verse 1 of chapter 4? The people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Again, they did evil. The people did. And so God raised up an oppressor. You want to do evil? You're going to pay for it. There's a price tag on making wrong decisions. And so we have Jabin, the king of Canaan, and we have Sisera, who was the commander of his army, and he had 900 chariots of iron. Now, today that would represent going against the finest weapons in the world, and you had nothing to go against those enemies with. 900 chariots of iron. Now, prior to this, the best they'd come up with was camels. They rode camels in some of their wars. But now they had these iron chariots, iron. And so, as we have seen, they were oppressed by these enemies for 20 years. Well, as we've said many times before, God waits for our action and then he reacts accordingly. And so was the case here. Their action, they did evil in the sight of the Lord. God's reaction, verse 2, and the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Horesheth of the Gentiles. Now, Jabin was the king of the Canaanites. Sisera was the captain of his Canaanite army, and he had 900 chariots of iron at his disposal. Well, 20 years of oppression, and what do we read here? God's people crying again, verse 3. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. Well, verse 4 says, and Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. Now, Deborah, she's three things here. She's a prophetess, she's a wife, and she's a judge. In verse 5, it says she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramoth and Bethel in Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. Now, Bethel is located about 12 miles or 19 kilometers north of Jerusalem. Ramah is located a few miles northwest of Bethel. Hazor is the center of Sisera's powerful army. Deborah is about 75 miles or about 120 kilometers south of where Sisera was. Now, it says here she dwelt under a palm tree. What's that all about? Well, a palm tree in Revelation chapter 7 and verse 9 represents peace when the Lord is in control. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds of people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with robes and palms in their hand. It not only represents peace when the Lord's in control, but it represents plenty. In Psalm 92 and 12, it says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. And so here we have Deborah. I don't think she's just living under a palm tree. I think this is just a type here that gives us the story here that we can have peace and we can have plenty if we let the Lord have control. A word about the prophetess. I'm not going to go too far into this, but the prophetess was strictly an Old Testament situation and strictly had to do with Israel. It says in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 17, and it shall come to pass in the last days. Now keep in mind, when this last days that it's talking about here is not the last days that we're living in now. It's referring to the last days of the dispensation of the Old Testament law. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Peter, in his message here, was quoting from Joel chapter 2, verse 28, which says, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions, and also upon thy servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. This is something that had to do with the end of the dispensation of the law. Now, they were going to Deborah for directions, and she gave them directions for the victory. It says in verse number 6, And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun. Now, very interesting here. She says, Has not the Lord said? We read here the Lord in verse number 6. We read the Lord in verse number 9. We read the Lord over and over again. You can see it in verse 14, twice in verse 15, and on down through this chapter. Deborah is giving the Lord credit for everything. Now, her advice for them to get the victory is, she says, go and draw toward Mount Tabor. Go. That word go is in the book of Judges 65 times. You're not going to get the victory if you don't go for the victory. And we're not going to get the victory if we don't go for that victory in God's way of going. She said, go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men. It's very interesting that she's saying, go to the mountain area. Why is she saying that? Well, because Sisera has 9,000 chariots, and they're good on the plains, but they're useless in the mountain area. And so Deborah is saying, if you do what God says to do, God said, I will take care of Sisera. I will deliver him into thy hand, verse number 7. And so Barak said unto her, if thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. She said, I will surely go with thee. Notwithstanding, the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hands of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with him. Well, we'll pick it up here in our next message, but what we need to learn today is, if we're going to have the victory, we need to go against the enemy.
Sound the battle cry, see the foe is nigh, raise the standard high for the Lord. Gird your armor on, stand firm everyone, rest your cause upon His holy word. Rouse then, soldiers, rally round the banner, ready, steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna, Christ is captain of the mighty throng. Strong to meet the foe, marching as we go, while our cause we know must prevail. Shield and banner bright, gleaming in the light, battling for the right, we ne'er can fail. And the victory's won, may we wear a crown before thy face. Rouse then, soldiers, rally round the banner, ready, steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna, Christ is captain of the mighty.